President Truman has ordered the Air Forces and the Navy to participate in this war, and the Korean government was to supply the ground force. That was the order at that moment. And Jerome Wright asked me whether the American bombing wouldn't make the Korean people resent and feel bitter toward the Americans. My answer was this: don't worry about that. Our chief concern was to drive out these communists. And you can tell your airmen to go and bomb my house or my neighbor's house or the Capitol building or the Bank of Korea or knock down any of those things. Only we want the communists to be driven out. In Daegu, I found young and old, men and women, all eager to get the opportunity to fight. I'm not exaggerating at all, because if you yourself will please put yourselves in their position, in all probability you'd feel the same way. We were retreating from Seoul to Suwon, from Suwon to Daejeon, and then from Daejeon to Daegu. What would be our next stop? It would be Busan. Then after Busan, what? Where? Nothing but the sea. Therefore, every man and woman would far rather fight and be killed than to continue this retreating business and then get drowned. That's what everybody said. Old man came to me and said the same thing, young people same way. But we didn't have guns. I went to the 8th Army headquarters. I met General Walker when I was in Japan. So I went to see him. But he was at the front at that moment. So I saw his chief of staff and asked him whether we couldn't get enough arms and ammunition to equip, say, 100,000 or even 50,000 young men to fight the communists. I was told that they would be only too glad to let us have it, have the arms and ammunition. But they didn't have it then. As the arms and ammunition came over from Japan, this chief of staff told me that he always divided into two equal parts, gave half to the Korean army, and the American army used the other half. I told him that I was planning to come over to America and asked him whether he had any special message he wanted to send to the American people through me. He said, when you get there, shout as loud as you can for more arms and ammunition. And I imagine by this time they are pretty well supplied. That was on July 24th when I was talking with this man. Many changes have been made since my living there. Even Korean soldiers I incorporated in the American divisions. So Korean soldiers, Republican Army personnel, are fighting side by side with your GIs. As no doubt you have read about it in your magazine articles and also in your newspaper reports. Perhaps you know the actual details of this warfare much better than I do, because you people over here get the composite picture because of the various and numerous newspaper reports you get. When I was in Korea, I got only certain phases of the affairs there. But after my arrival, I read up all the back numbers of your magazines and your newspapers, and I know much more about the situation now than I did when I was there. Judging by the questions that are put to me by important persons, both in Honolulu, where I stopped off for about 1 week, and also here in this country. One of the apprehensions is, further on up, the people in Southern Korea is supporting this war against communists or not. Some people seem to fear that communist indoctrination of the Koreans has gone so far that a large number of the Koreans, even in Southern Korea, are sympathetic toward the communists and are not very eager to fight in this war. That is not true, as I tried to show you. All the way from my home in Seoul down to Daegu, every person I met is not only eager to fight, but they're most desperately anxious to fight. The only difficulty is the supply of arms and ammunition. Then sometimes people ask me this other question. When the United Nations Army crossed the 38th parallel and go up to Pyongyang and beyond, the United Nations forces will meet with stiff opposition from the people in Northern Korea. And also they ask me, how long will it take, even after the war is over, to really pacify the northern population or lead them away from that communistic ideology? My answer has been and is that only a very small percentage, perhaps not more than 5%, 10% at most, of the northern population is sympathetic toward communism. That is evidenced by the fact that over 2 million of the northerners crossed the 38th parallel line at the risk of their lives. Whenever they are found, they are shut down when these people come away from the north. And while I was in Suwon, I heard a report saying that when the Northern Army entered Seoul, they made house-to-house visits. And whenever they discovered a Northerner, they killed him or her. Because, according to their analysis, these people, these Northerners, deserted the northern provinces and came to the south. Therefore, they were their enemies. You can see how bitter these communists feel toward the Northerners who came from the north to the south. Furthermore, during the last few days, the evidence is furnished by the fact that when the Republican Army marched up from Pohang up to Wonsan, the village people came out in large groups and welcomed them. As you must have read in the papers, came out with sometimes with a bouquet. In some places they built artificial evergreen arches to welcome them. Of course they came out with the Korean flags. So I'm fully justified in thinking and in saying that a very, very small percentage made up of Soviet hirelings and stooges are really communistic. That's a little bit aside, and that is not the main question. What I would like to discuss with you is about the future. I must say, so far so good. Even though tens of thousands of my compatriots and some of my relatives and friends have been killed, butchered, made homeless, maimed, and bled. And all that. Yet, the United Nations, with the backing of the United States, have decided upon certain constructive policies. This is quite fresh in your mind and in my mind. Decided to unify Korea, that is North and South. We are of one race, one language, one history, one culture, and this 38th parallel is an artificial barrier which, thank God, is removed now.